and number 15 of the 13th chapter from the 5th canto. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Manasvino attains that perfection. Translation. There were and are many political and social heroes who have conquered enemies of equal power. Yet due to their ignorance in believing that the land is theirs, they fight one another and lay down their lives in battle. They are not able to take up the spiritual path accepted by those in the renounced order. Although they are big heroes and political leaders, they cannot take to the path of spiritual realization. Purport. Big political leaders might be able to conquer equally powerful political enemies, but unfortunately they cannot subdue their strong senses, the enemies that always accompany them. Not being able to conquer these nearby enemies, they simply try to conquer other enemies, and ultimately they die in the struggle for existence. They do not take to the path of spiritual realization or become sannyasis. Sometimes these big leaders take up the guise of a sannyasi and call themselves mahatmas, but their only business is conquering their political enemies. Because they spoil their lives with the illusion of this is my land and my family, they cannot progress spiritually and attain liberation from the clutches of Maya. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Let us listen once again to the verse. Manasvino nirjita tiggajendra mameti sarve bhuvi baddha vaira mrede shariyam natu tadvrajanti yanyasta dando gata vairu biyati. Translation. There were and are many political and social heroes who have conquered enemies of equal power. Yet due to their ignorance in believing that the land is theirs, they fight one another and lay down their lives in battle. They are not able to take up the spiritual path accepted by those in the renounced order. Although they are big heroes and political leaders, they cannot take to the path of spiritual realization. One of these political and social heroes who had conquered enemies of equal power is Hiranyakashipu, who was addressed by his son Prahlad Maharaj in the same mood which is expressed in this text and Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj called his father a fool because Hiranyakashipu had failed to conquer his nearby enemies, the senses. He had conquered vast dominions, but he had overseen or overlooked what was at hand, the real challenge which was nearby. Please listen to this verse said, told by Prahlad to Hiranyakashipu. In former times there were many fools like you who did not conquer the six enemies that steal away the wealth of the body. These fools were very proud, thinking, I have conquered all enemies in all the 10 directions. But if a person is victorious over the 6 enemies and is equipoised toward all living entities, for him there are no enemies. Enemies are merely imagined by one in ignorance. How do we deal as devotees with this text? The clue is given here in this second verse which we read. That if you are full of, if you have not conquered lust and enviousness, you will see the world in terms of friends and enemies. Only if you have given up the spirit of trying to enjoy, you will be able to see people with an equal eye. Even if a person does harm to you, if you have come to the platform of accepting everything as Krishna's mercy, because you are free from the selfish desires for sense gratification, even if somebody does something which might be termed to be harmful, you will be able to understand it's an arrangement done by the Lord to correct your enjoying and controlling spirit. Now, this has also application to the devotees who practice Krishna consciousness. All too often we become offended by harsh talk, or we become saddened and discouraged if we feel hurt. However, we manage to see in everything the merciful arrangement of the Lord, we will profit spiritually or advance in Krishna consciousness in all situations, may they be so-called pleasant or unpleasant. Now, Hiranyakashipu, he had not been able to conquer himself, conquer his senses in this way. Although he had done many, many arrangements which were meant to make him the ruler of the world. When we preach in war countries like Yugoslavia, we often use an example to make people understand that to conquer different countries and fail to conquer one's own mind and senses, it just doesn't make sense at all. And we tell them a story which I want to repeat here. It is not extremely spiritual, but it is extremely psychological. It's about the man who had a big gun and who was feared by everyone in his neighborhood. Now one day, as he was sitting alone in his room, a fly disturbed his peace. He took his gun, aimed it at the fly, and tried to shoot it. Finally, the fly landed on his own nose, and the poor fellow took his gun, pointing it at the fly, and killing himself. It's an example for someone who has not been able to conquer his mind and senses. He ultimately will get engaged in activities which are harmful for him. Now, how do we conquer our minds which are so restless? Prahlad Maharaj prays to the Lord, "Oh my Lord, please give me the strength to engage in your devotional service." It does require some strength. He says, "Help us to control our restless minds." This is some work to be done. According to modern psychology, the ordinary person thinks 9 times in a minute of sex life. In a conscious or subconscious way. It's very difficult to control the mind, which is stirred up by desires for sense gratification. Even for someone who has given up gross forms of sense gratification, the subtle ghost or the subtle body of desires for sense gratification, that is the desire for recognition, remains haunting him. So, to control one's restless mind does require mental strength, for which we have to go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The beauty of Krishna consciousness is that a devotee stops relying on his own strengths, but goes to the all-powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the 7th canto, there appears a beautiful verse which tells us how the Supreme Lord is potent and how therefore it is not very difficult for him to control the mind and the senses of his devotee. I will just read the translation to you. Sorry. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the supreme controller and time factor, is the power of the senses, the power of the mind, the power of the body, and the vital force of the senses. His influence is unlimited. The devotee prays to the Lord to please come and control his mind and his senses. He prays by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and by engaging his senses in practical devotional service. Sarvapadi vinir muktam tatparapena nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Vakti Ucchate. Narada Muni defines the process of devotional service as one being where a devotee steps out of his karmic role, or we could say his false identity as being the controller and enjoyer of this world, and steps in to the beautiful process of devotional service, where he engages his senses in the service of the master of the senses, which is Krishna. By this, process, the devotee is assured of ultimate success, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is extremely powerful, even in helping his dear devotee. If a devotee, in other words, takes shelter at the source of all power, sensual, mental, intellectual, even of the time element, he can be rest assured that there is no obstacle for him in the world. Even death loses its fearful, frightening face for the devotee who sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the ultimate arranger of his life and death. Now this brings us to a very important point which belongs to be quite which has an ever-growing fascination. This morning our Kadamba Karana Prabhu projected the image of medieval time into the temple room. He said, the plague, although it is not as serious as it was in the medieval time, is out, and we request our devotees to please take precautionary measures by not mingling in public places where coughing is going on, and infection, the point of infection is very great. How should a devotee in times like this, what mental attitude should he take? I want to tell you, to make the point a little dramatical, when Guru Gopal and myself were flying to out of Germany into India, we had the very last flight of Delta Airline because they cancelled all the other subsequent flights for fear of the plague. Devotees and friends of Lord Krishna came with tear-filled eyes to us and said, "Don't go, Maharaj, we need you. You are so young still," and smiled so enthusiastically. "Don't go to the kingdom of death, where the plague rules." It's propaganda of the Western media, obviously, which looks for another chance to look down on backward India, infested with rats and fleas. But it is announced in the temple after Mangala Arati. It is a fact of life. Death is 100% a fact of life. So how should a devotee deal with this? Well, taking on the mood of the verse, a devotee is dependent on the protection of the Lord in all circumstances. In conquering the six enemies, the senses, in conquering a restless mind which does not want to engage in devotional service, and in life and death, a devotee remains fully dependent on the protection of the Lord. When in Sridhar Mayapur, thieves attacked the temple in a violent attack where a bomb was thrown and Bhakti Raghava Maharaj's polio leg was separated from his body. The bomb was so heavy. The devotees decided to install Lord Nrisimhadev, because when in previous times this has happened, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had installed also Lord Nrsimhadev, and the danger of criminals or bandits, I should say, they're also criminals, was very much there. Huh? They had attacked the temple. Then Lord Nrsimhadev just took care of the problem, and the problem was over. My point is, protection of the Lord and calling for the Lord for help. We installed Lord Nrsimhadev in his most angry form in Shridhar Mayapur. He's just ready to jump from his altar, and flames are emanating from his head. The danger also went away. Srila Prabhupada asked the devotees to pray to Lord Nrsimhadev when he had a heart attack in the early phase of the movement for Krishna consciousness, and they did, and the Lord saved them. And when government and police forces attacked our temple, Schloss Rettershof in Germany, Prabhupada also advised us to take shelter of Lord Nrsimhadev. He said, your fight in Germany will be successful by the help of Lord Nrsimhadev, just like Prahlad Maharaj was successful. So, the Lord is ready to help his devotee if the devotee takes shelter under his lotus feet. It is very important for a devotee to always orient himself under the protection of the Lord and look for it everywhere and at all times. Srila Prabhupada once said about his disciples, my only critique is that you are not sufficiently afraid of Maya. I feel that the Black Plague is a reminder to us of our own mortality, and a reminder to use the time which we have in the best Krishna conscious way. I feel it would be totally wrong if we become afraid, but I feel it is a great chance at the same time to remember how we are also only here for a short time. We have medicines, and it is not possible for anyone in the temple to die. And anyways, I mean, AIDS is much stronger. Why do they forget this? AIDS is everywhere. There are not 1,100 AIDS patients this is what the Black Plague took as victims. In Germany, there are thousands upon thousands of AIDS patients, and a newspaper conveniently cross over it. Don't talk. There is no danger, but at the same time, let us remember to not be in the sad position which the verse talks about, to accomplish so many things in our lives, but not be successful in conquering our restless minds and our real enemies, the six, which is lust, greed, enviousness, and so on and so forth. Let us now remember to be valiant soldiers in our spiritual life, who take extreme shelter under the lotus feet of the Lord. Now, in the seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a beautiful series of verses which tell us exactly how to take shelter at the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and how thereby we will be able to conquer our enemies. Death is also an enemy. And I really would like to read these verses because they are so beautiful and so practical. They are almost like a handbook what to do in Krishna consciousness and what to avoid. Now, knowing that sensational topics can get the attention much easier than philosophical subjects in an audience, in a temple audience, I feel a little afraid to just start reading these verses. How do you feel? Are you able to concentrate on these verses? Or should I talk a joke, say a joke before to relax you a little bit or get the adrenaline flowing? Or I think this was already enough, the announcement of something to come. We should not rely on these simple tricks to get an audience to listen. We should please listen carefully to this. It's in the seventh canto, in case you want to read it later, seventh chapter, text number 30-31. Guru Shushrushaya Bhaktya Sadavalabdharapanena cha Sangena Saru Bhaktanam Ishvararadhanena cha Sharayatat Katayam cha Ketaner Gunakaramanam Tat Padam Buruha Dhyanat Talingekshara Hanadivi. One must accept the bona fide spiritual master and render service unto him with great devotion and faith. This is how it starts. To accept the spiritual master means to feel very dependent on him, whatever one does. Today is a day of full devotional service. Let us meditate that we are performing this service for the pleasure of our spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada and the whole Guru Parampara, and then it goes to Krishna. Let us, if we practice this, to remember Srila Prabhupada, in all what we do, we will be safely situated. Whatever one has in one's possession should be offered to the spiritual master. That's the next point. Hare Krishna. Oh, Guru Gokul. So, what do we have in our possession? Actually, most of us are have-nots. We have not much. A little Lakshmi, which is the temples, Lakshmi. But we do have something in our have-not position. We have our senses, we have our mind, we have our words. The vow of sannyas is to engage all these three things in the service of the spiritual master. Now, it's interesting to note, Krishna uses the word sannyas as a do word. It's not a position. I mean, it is a position in the ashramas, no doubt. But Krishna uses the word in the Bhagavad Gita two times as something which you do, meaning that all devotees should practice this. We should practice giving our mind and our words and our activities to the spiritual master. Then next point. With the association of saintly persons and devotees, one should worship the Lord, hear the glories of the Lord with faith, glorify the transcendental qualities and activities of the Lord, always meditate on the Lord's lotus feet and worship the deity of the Lord strictly according to the injunctions of the Shastra and Guru. See, this is another wonderful point. Satang Prasanga, in the association of devotees, the topic of the Lord becomes like a rasayana. Rasayana means a tonic which enlivens or invigorates the senses and the mind. If we regularly hear and chant about Krishna, His holy name, we will feel a certain type of tonic, a heart tonic, which will make our sometimes weakened hearts bang in the heartbeat of devotional service. Only if one hears and chants regularly, one has this force and strength to engage in devotional service. Now, the next thing is very important, to get rid of a black and white mentality. Hari sarveshu bhuteshu bhagavan asta ishvara iti bhutani manasa kamaistai sadumanayat. One should always remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His localized representation as a Paramatma, who is situated in the core of every living entity's heart. Thus one should offer respect to every living entity according to that living entity's position or manifestation. This is an important shloka for all preachers. We regularly give this shloka to the Sankirtan devotees. If you want to elevate someone, you have to see him spiritually. You cannot see him as the body. When someone comes to the book table and wants a book, he comes with his body and with his mind. One should see like this. But he is a soul, desperately in need of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and transcendental knowledge which connects us with the Lord. So we should see him as a soul accompanied by the super soul. This is the preacher's vision of equality. This is how he feels inspired to help everyone, no matter what mind and body they bring with themselves. If you see on the spiritual platform, you will be very successful in your endeavors to elevate the fallen souls. You will see the soul and the super soul there. Now, Prahlad Maharaj sums up these verses in text 33. He says, by these activities, as mentioned above, one is able to cut down the influence of the enemies, namely lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and jealousy. And when thus situated, one can render service to the Lord. In this way, one surely attains the platform of loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So just let me summarize. By serving the spiritual master, associating with devotees and hearing about the Lord, seeing the Lord present in everyone's heart, by these four processes, a devotee can rise to the transcendental platform where he is not like these described in this battle, you know, in this text, heroes who conquered lands but who forget to cut down the real enemies. And by these things, we can cut down our enemies which hamper our progress in devotional service very nicely and make this life successful by becoming fully Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much for giving your attention. Do you have any questions regarding these points of concern? Yes. Ekalavya, isn't it? Ekalavya. Yes.
His death is so close. How can we use the Srila Prabhupada Centennial as a vehicle to help us conquer over the six enemies?
The question was, if death is so close, how can we use Prabhupada's centennial celebration as a vehicle to cross over these enemies? Now, like your glorious master, you are always seeing everything in the framework of centennial work. This is the rub-off quality of Lokanath Swami on your mind. This is very nice. Well, let me answer this in a general way by telling how the thought of death is helpful to increase one's devotional activities. The materialist thinks it is very morbid, sickening to think of death. I have an auntie who is a member of the German jet set, very rich, who told me, when I think about death, I can't go on with life. This is sickening. Stop talking about this, please. If I think that these activities will all be lost, and the results of these activities, my house and the airplane which we have will all be lost, then I can't just be enthusiastic to go on. Now, for a devotee, this is not the case. A devotee should think about three things, Prabhupada. I heard this when I was in the hospital and when I was having some fear of death. There was something seriously going on in the body. So I heard this tape of Srila Prabhupada where he said, devotee should think of three things. One thing is he's only passing through here. This world is not a home. He's passing through. Second point is, and you will see how this relates to centennial work. A devotee should elevate himself with his activities and not degrade himself. And the third point, also very much related to this, is a devotee should always seek for elevated sangha, association with saintly people, because in that association it's very easy to get impulses in the life to not engage in any degrading activities. So the imminent danger of death, which did not appear with the plague, but which is always there in our conditional existence, the imminent danger of death inspires a devotee to make good use of his time. Krishna consciousness is called Krishna Parayana, or on the way to Krishna. If we always remember that our goal in our lives is to come to Krishna and qualify ourselves for more devotional service even after the death, then in this Krishna Parayana mood, on the way to Krishna, a devotee becomes very enthusiastic. It really helps if you think that you meditate about your goal as a transcendent goal. It helps now also. When you think that you are just passing through here and you will use your time properly and you will be happy in the understanding of Krishna Parayana, on the way to Krishna. Once a reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, are you happy? Well, this is a very, don't know how you would feel with such a question. Are you happy? And Prabhupada gave a very nice answer. He said, yes. Just like now, I'm sitting in Los Angeles and I'm going to London. I'm not yet in London, but I have an... And then he took out the ticket I heard. I have an authorized ticket on an authorized airline. This is how I'm happy. In the same way, a devotee gains great confidence by this concept of Krishna Parayana. I'm on the way to Krishna. I'm passing through here. It is a source of great happiness and jubilation. I remember a few days ago, I was sitting in the Frankfurt airport, and I was just so happy to just be ahead. So kindly gave this example. I was remembering, I have this Delta Airline ticket, it's the last flight, it's wonderful. I'm on that flight. It seems to be a good airline. I have heard so. And they will go, you know, and I was already in my mind in Vrindavan, knowing it's only a little time separating. So a devotee who knows this, only a little time is separating. I'm Krishna Parayana. This assurance is there by Srila Prabhupada. And the disciples of Prabhupada, he becomes very happy and very relieved in his heart. So, with such a mood, we can certainly glorify Srila Prabhupada, the giver of Krishna Parayana. Is this satisfying to our centennial, our transcendental centennial madman, Hare Krishna? Yes, Prabhupada.
Just relating to the play.
Yes.
I want to ask you, what would be the spiritual understanding? Suppose if it started, this play started in Surat, and in India, Gujarat is supposed to be very pious place,
The question is, I want to repeat it, how do we understand the running away from the plague of the people of Surat? Should they have stayed there, relying on Krishna's protection, or should they have left? To answer this question, let me put another question. This question came up in the course of our preaching. When the war broke loose in Slovenia, we went in the town of Ljubljana at the time when bombing went on. No, when bombing was threatened, there was a threat. So, but we figured we have our service. There is a full hall booked out, and from the phone calls to our temple, we can understand that people are still the foot walkers, pedestrians. Thank you. the pedestrians. And they also shot at our Matajis who brought the halwa. I don't think they shot at the persons of the Matajis, but just 1 meter, just to speed them up, to just chase them out of town, to say it's really not the time to walk out in the open. A Mataji, ran into the hall. And then we came with our bhajan group. We open a program usually with bhajan. And when we just opened, the bombs started to explode. Because just next to the hall was the state ministry, which the... And I want to tell you, I was very afraid. Because when the bomb... If it blows off next to you, it has such a vibration. It just gets in your nerves. You can be a philosopher, but the nerves don't... they respond on a physical platform. It's a pressure. And the glass was splintering out. And we hid ourselves under the stage because it became so crazy. Glass was all over. But then... We checked the microphones, and they were still on, and when it was abating a little, we chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with great strength, and we said to the people, you can't run away, you better chant with us now. This is your chance in life. We don't know how we get out of this. And they all chanted and even danced in abundance. Then I gave a lecture called On the Lake of Death. It's quite dramatic, as you can imagine. I was thinking at that time, what should we do? Should we were in Ljubljana at that time, should we stay here in the bonfire? Or should we go? And we decided to phone the German embassy and say, we are Germans, although we know Sarva Padi, we are not the body. We phoned them and said, your duty is to get us out alive. And then they arranged a train and we drove with our car on the wagon and night and fog, just... Ran, and we just fled, and the whole temple went with us on that train. It was the only train which left. And my reasoning, you have asked a question, was, yes, we had done our service, there was no point to continue, I mean, after the bonfire, we wouldn't get another hall to rent for a program, nor would anyone come. And let us protect our physical bodies. We tried. In the same way, devotees have to try when there is a threat to do what is most sensible. Like here, our Kadamba Kananda Prabhu has told us some ideas. We should all abide by them. And in addition, I would say be very clean. It's a good time to practice cleanliness in our rooms, individual rooms, and so on. But ultimately, we should rely on the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is explained in the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, where he says that there may be a good doctor and good medicine, but despite all of this, there is no protection. The only protection is your lotus feet. So coming back to the people of Surat, who left, should they have relied on the protection of Krishna? I think it is, I cannot judge their state of Krishna consciousness. But I think it is more a human reaction to just run from a place. It's a very human, I would say. Let us be practical here. It is human to run away from something which is seen to just rather take precautionary matters. I would say it is human. I do not want to. It's human. Anyone would do it. I would also not stay at a place like this. It's human. And for a devotee of Krishna, he should not panic at such a time. He should just do what is the most clever thing to do and disinfect himself and others if it's, you know. I think they might have been a little careless to just run away, they should have done. But they are simple people, you know. One thing which I want to say, and I think this is more important than going and analyzing people's behavior, is an observation which I have done. 1.5 years ago, there was this bomb threat all over. Do you remember Bombay, Calcutta, everywhere bombs were exploding. Whenever I'm in India, something happens where people lose their lives. I cannot help but be fascinated and ask the question, why is this so? The reason is that people in India do know but don't act accordingly, and therefore punishment is more severe. This is a reason which Srila Prabhupada has said, so therefore we are confident in repeating this. This means also for us as the movement for Krishna consciousness, we must preach to these to the people of India and awaken them to their natural thing. I think these are all reminders, and it's a wonderful time to use this for preaching. We should confront our audiences and tell them, why do you think in the land this is going on? You could even say them, it may be the protection of the Lord in another way. It may be the protection of the Lord from illusion. We should wake up. Something we are doing wrong here. And so on. Hare Krishna, let me just, I feel a little uncomfortable in regards to the time factor. We could go on a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, you wanted to ask the question? Can you please talk a little louder? What is with the Grihastha? Many devotees, brahmacharis or sannyasis say that by following brahmacharya you can be closer to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada introduced the concept of Grihastha brahmacharya. That is, a Grihastha who comes together with his wife only to propagate Krishna conscious children, or whatever it's called, make Krishna conscious, put children in this world, huh? They are also very elevated souls. Let's face it, 90% of the movement's members will enter the Grihastha ashram. That's a statistical figure. I think it doesn't harm to talk about the reality. 90% of the movement's member either are in Grihastha or will enter this ashram. I feel therefore, it is not in the face of these statistical figures. I just want to stress, if a devotee keeps the grihastha, the rules of the grihastha ashram, then that helps him to become Krishna consciousness. Better to enter this ashram than remaining an agitated brahmachari or sannyasi. We hear even in India that some association is going on, not in our temples, but you know, we hear. Better to be a good. Of course, now to balance this out, you are a grihastha, therefore I'm talking like this. Prabhupada did say, grihastha life, it means 50% more entanglement. That's the reason why I personally took the choice to not marry in this life, because this is also a fact. But it doesn't help to remain, if you feel you're agitated in that ashram, then you have to be, you know, brahmachari ashram, you have to be honest and talk with devotees about it, and they can tell you if it's just a phasing, a passing phase of lust which has polluted the consciousness, or if it is something which has to be investigated more closely. Proud, right, yes. How can we have family life? If you make Krishna the center of the family life, otherwise husband and wife will hurt their hearts with the words of sharp words. I don't understand this so clearly, but I feel the answer is in this. You must make Krishna the center. If the woman wants to enjoy and the man wants to enjoy, it becomes hell. And mostly this is the case. I'm sorry, I have to go back to my danda now. I just want to talk balance, that's all. But I think the danda is the best way. Yes, please. It's doomed. This is a very good and deep question, and we will end the lecture with an attempt to answer this. What is your name? Tulsi Priya Prabhu was asking, we know that the body is doomed to die. So if we speak of Krishna's protection, doesn't it mean more a protection of the eternal soul and not so much a protection of the body? Now, Krishna protects in both ways. We need this body to perform our devotional service and purify ourselves. And therefore, Krishna chooses to protect the body of his devotee. There are many, many stories like this. One dramatic story. Pragosh, in book distribution, he told once that he was surrounded by people who wanted to give him a severe beating. So he just knew this is the time to take shelter. He took off his wig and chanted the name of Lord Nrsingadev very loudly. And the people just fled away, and his body was protected. So, devotees have reported that in the midst of car accidents, you know, when the car was toppling, they chanted the name of the Lord, either Krishna's name or Nrisimhadev's name, and they were protected from physical injury. The Lord does protect His devotees also in the physical sense, giving them the chance to engage some more in devotional service. So, but if the Lord chooses to not do this, then we also accept that as the protection of the Lord, where He comes and takes us away from this material body. Both ways, I would say, we do pray for protection. And the Lord never fails in His promise to protect His devotees. So please let us not worry about the black plague. It is only a mental imagination. There are other diseases as infectious, like AIDS, which are much more heavy, and no medicine is there against it. And if we conduct our lives in a Krishna Parayana way, on the way to Krishna, the Lord surely will protect us. And and in all ways. So let us, therefore it is a wonderful idea what this morning Kadamba Prabhu was telling us, to go on the Harinam Sankirtan procession through Vrindavan and help spread the rays of the holy name. It is said that the holy name protects one against also bad influences of stars, and it is also mentioned against diseases. So let us take shelter in the holy name, and there will be no danger at all. That is certainly there. And just in ending, I wanted to say this. I have one thing to really give to you, something which I really feel I want to say. It takes just 2 more minutes. Do you sometimes experience that the mind wanders off when you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? Yes. Also, even in Vrindavan, it seems. Of course. Now, Hare Krishna, there is a very nice step-by-step process which can help a devotee. I have learned the step-by-step process by Satsvarup Maharaj, who has, you know, put this together from Prabhupada's writings and the experience. The first thing is, when you chant, it's important that you are not tired. Because if you are tired, the mind just wanders off. You know, just like little children, when they are tired, they go, they cannot do anything. So, to chant your rounds really starts with early to bed, with the early to bed, early to rise philosophy. Then, the next thing is, when you chant, make sure that you pronounce the vibration of the holy name. In other words, use the upper lip and the lower lip and the tongue to properly accentuate the mantra. I hope that's an English word. Accentuate? Yeah. To make the sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You might feel a little like a German when you do this, because they all talk so heavy and use their mouth. But don't feel shy. Use your lips. Sometimes we develop the habit of a lazy man's chanting who is not using. You first have to produce the sound vibration, otherwise how will you hear the sound vibration properly? Isn't it? So, pronounce it properly. Then, in the initial phases, look at the wristwatch or at a time, because sometimes you might just chant a little bit too, not chant, but you might move the beats too fast, like a Muslim who is, you know, has his, I shouldn't say this in India, but I mean, like some people have these things, they're out of nervousness, they move it. It's not meant for prayer. So sometimes it happens in the life of a devotee. So therefore it helps to look from sometimes to the clock. It also helps if you have 15 minutes for a round, most probably you have fallen asleep or there was a major mental disturbance like space out or so happening. So look from time to time from the wristwatch, but then get away from the wristwatch as soon as possible. Then third step is very helpful. When your mind starts planning the day, you know, preachers and managers have this problem, and then I have to do this and get the garland and meet him and so on and so forth. Just if it, the mind has a habit of repeating this over and over again so that you keep it in the mind, you know, that you don't lose it or forget it. Just write it down. Let the piece of paper hold these things you have to do for you. It doesn't even cost a ruby, the piece of paper. Such a servant, it holds the ideas. Now the fourth thing, when this is that very often devotees go into their future and into their past and into their hurt relationship with others. Oh, he is not so favorably inclined towards me, or you know, these things. Just take the mind out, take your mind out of the cinema. This is a dangerous cinema, the cinema of the future or the past. Just bring it to hear the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So you just adopt these four things. They are very basic rules. You will see how your chanting flows in a very natural way and you will feel the full strength of enthusiasm. Let me repeat it for you once again. First, make sure that you go early enough to bed. 6 hours should be sufficient. Then, second thing is make sure that you use your lips to really make the sound vibration. Third thing is be sure to not, you know, to stay in reasonable time frames for a round. And fourth is when your mind starts planning the day, just get a piece of paper if it's necessary, or if it's just some things about the present, some ideas, just let them be where they are, just hear the holy name. Take full shelter in the holy name and there will be no problems in overcoming the 6 enemies and overcoming everything else. Sisi Gauditai ki jai, Sisi Krishna Balarama ki jai, Sisi Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.